Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel goldfarbenes Besteck, verschiedene Varianten, nur 99 Cent. Und eine Lichterkette, 2 Meter, nur 77 Cent. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, North Korean breasts plus comedian Gianmarco Cerasi. It's on the way in just a minute.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
I passed a little house with a fenced-in pasture. On a Michigan remote, rural route street. There were two little donkeys that were up on their hind legs chest to chest, like they were dancing cheek to cheek. I pulled over and rolled down the window, 'cause donkeys dancing is something I enjoy. But I didn't hear no music playing. It was just a lot of bellowing and braying. It was an ass fight. It was an ass fight. Oh, it was not right. It made me uptight. They tried to backbite. Not a class fight. It was an ass fight. Oh.
Yeah! Woo!
These two little donkeys had a disagreement. They'd evidently gotten on each other's nerves, like here. Any human resource professional will tell you, if you sass an ass, you'll get what you deserve. You'll get an ass fight. It's an ass fight. It was not right. It made me uptight. They tried to backbite. Not a class fight. It was an ass fight.
That's exactly what they sound like.
Yep.
You may be a devotee of boxing, or a connoisseur of the MMA, even a big time wrestling aficionado, but you ain't seen nothing till the day that you can say, I saw an ass fight, it was an ass fight, oh it was not right, it made me uptight, they tried to backbite, not a class fight, it was an ass fight, ass fight, fight.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting the signal. Oh, I'm not getting the signal.
You're getting the signal.
Okay, we've got to review our signal. Sorry.
Boy, I wish you would.
He just gave me the signal.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best.
Gave me the signal to bunt.
He's the best broadcaster in the business, everybody. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Smooth as glass.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheryl Lassley. Yeah, what do you have over there at the news desk?
We've got North Korean leader.
Yay! We love them.
Okay. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered a crackdown on women who undergo breast augmentation, labeling the surgeries as symbols of capitalist corruption. reports from Daily NK say two women who received implants and the doctors who performed the procedures have faced public trials.
Boy, I sure would like to squeeze those symbols of capitalist corruption. How sexy.
The regime has long tried to control personal appearance, previously targeting clothing, hairstyles, and even foreign slang. Analysts say the latest campaign reflects ongoing attempts to suppress Western cultural influence. The judge also condemned breast augmentation surgery as non-socialist behavior and stated...
He likes those communist heavy naturals.
He stated these women were consumed with vanity and ultimately became toxic influences eroding our socialist system.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, doing good work over there. My God, why are they still a country?
Yikes.
Did we lose the button?
Yes.
Just...
Smithereens, please.
God, did you? Is that a popular thing in South Korea?
Breast augmentation?
Yeah, the mo- is that-
it was not necessarily popular, but it. Yes, you saw it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah,
I'd be interested. We should do some homework. I wonder what country has the most per capita fake boobalage. I would just assume it was the United States.
Yeah, me too.
We've got to be up there.
Yeah,
but
USA,
Brazil.
Brazil,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think maybe the poverty level might reduce the amount of...
I think the number one cosmetic surgery is taking them out, I had heard recently.
Mm.
Someone had told us that.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, well, that should be illegal.
Yeah. Wait till Kim Jong-un hears about that. Okay.
You should have to go in front of a board of three men and explain to them you want to take them out.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's up to them.
You know, I'm sorry, ma'am. We simply can't allow it.
They're gorgeous, sure. And I don't care. You're sick? Well, beauty.
Buy a back brace.
That's right.
Okay, so they're leeching what? Okay, that's your
problem. Whatever, lady.
And they look nice. Okay, let's get back to the...
well, we've got our
guest. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, here we go. Joining us on the telephone, and I've been practicing this all day. Oh, there we got him on the screen! Hey!
Oh, yes. We want to see him, yeah.
Gianmarco Ceresi. How did I do? Did I get it right?
Perfect. You did it fast to make sure no errors occurred.
No, to make sure you couldn't hear it. Gianmarco, you got your new special out there. Josh has already seen it. He walked in yesterday not knowing you were going to be in the show, and he goes, oh, my God, this thing is amazing. Did he get
That's
it right?
Very kind.
Did he get Thank it right you. Or not? Is it amazing?
I laughed the whole time. I mean, it starts off immediately, and it does not let up for an hour. And bravo, man. It's just really, really great.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you watching it.
Gianmarco, when you started, did someone at in the early open mic days go, hey, look, man, could you change your name? No one's going to get it right.
I did. My first manager said I need to change it to something more Jewish, kind of a reverse of what they used to do back in the day. And they said, I'm going to get you a meeting at ABC and they're going to expect Gianmarco Ceresi, and in walks Gianmarco Ceresi, and I was like, oh, okay, but I couldn't do it. You know, when you have a weird name, it becomes part of your identity.
Yeah. Your heritage is of the Jewish faith. Was your mother Jewish?
Mother's Jewish. Dad is un poco Italian.
So they didn't consider doing the hyphenated thing, like, you know, Berkowitz Ceresi
Ceresi Stein. No, because my mom's original last name was Rothkrug, which is that's a heavy German name.
Yeah.
So, Ceresi.
Wow. What's new in your life? We haven't seen you for a few months. You've got the beard. You're looking good. What's happening with you?
Thank you. I mean, man, I moved to Brooklyn. I'm on the road. It's kind of the same life over and over again. It's like Groundhog's Day, but like annually. And I wake up every new year and I go, okay, I'm going back to Rochester, New York. Here we go. And, you know, that's what I'm doing.
I'll stand up everywhere. Many auditions? You're an actor at heart and, you know, a theater kid. As they say.
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting to get more.
Good.
I'm hesitant because being an actor was so degrading. You know, before I did comedy and all I did was act, you meet someone new, all they say, they go, oh, have you been in anything I've seen? And it's like, come on, you wouldn't ask that to a gynecologist. It's such a degrading profession. So I'm dipping my toe back in. I had a callback yesterday, and we'll see.
Okay.
I see these new AI videos and I go, I don't know how much time is left to get into this profession.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We were talking with Jim Gaffigan yesterday and he kind of had the same thing. And
I saw him yesterday. Jim did my podcast yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
He goes, cool. I don't know how these actors do it, and because there's so much, even the best actors sometimes go, I don't have a gig. I got nothing coming up.
Yeah.
So he was saying, at least with stand-up, you've always got something to do. And by the way, are you
it's
in a hotel
so
room?
Different.
Are you in a hotel room?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
I'm in a hotel room.
Because I was going to say, if that's your place in Brooklyn, move.
You like my new wallpaper? Yeah. No, my place in Brooklyn has zero wallpaper and zero lamps. We have not done anything. This is heaven to me.
Wow. Now, so you're not living alone?
I got a girlfriend mm-hmm. coming up on 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
It's good. It's good. I see her about 3 hours a week and we make the most of it. And she's good. She's a manager. She's a comedy manager. And we made the decision. She's now my manager as well.
And, she's the one that wanted you to change your name.
No. I mean, probably. She grew up even more Jewish. So she grew up Hasidic.
Oh,
you know Hasids?
Sure.
With the
hairdo and the hat like Boy George wears.
Yes. And they're always reading the Torah. Mm. And every time I go up to them, if I see them reading the Torah, I'm like, how have you not finished that yet? Oh my God. This is the whole thing.
And by the way, nice jewelry. We're speaking with.
Thank you.
I'm this makes me so nervous. Gianmarco Cerezi.
Would you like to hear him say it?
Go ahead. Say it slow for me.
Gianmarco?
Right.
Cerezi.
There you go.
Cerezi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I can't it's do just, it because I try to put too much sort of sauce on it, and it sounds, well, like everything else I say, it sounds pretentious and affected.
In Italy, Gianmarco Cerezi is like Bob and Tom over there. Yeah. I mean, truly. There's the Gianmarco and Cerezi show over in Sicily.
Wow. Now, let's talk about the new special. Where does one find it?
One finds it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It is there for free. And, you know, it was I just wanted like to be able to chop it up into pieces, put it wherever I wanted. I just wanted full control. Although YouTube did flag a couple jokes that we had to work out.
Oh, no kidding.
We had to. Oh, yeah. It was scary for a second. You know, you put all this money into this thing, all the editing, and then you upload it. And they go, oh, because you talk about
XYZ.
There's going to be a suicide hotline underneath the entire thing.
Oh, my. Yeah,
that was a big coverage. That the whole special would have the hotline underneath. And they said it wouldn't affect the algorithm. But I said, I don't know. I don't know if I want anyone who looks up my special for YouTube to be like, hey, you want to watch Gianmarco? Did you know help's available?
Concerning. You don't talk. It's not that big of
It's not that big. But you know, these algorithms, they're it's a computer. A computer goes, hey, you said this word.
Yeah.
We got to add this whole thing.
Now, to find it, do we have to know how to spell Gianmarco Cerezi? Or can we just...
Well, that's why I made sure to do a title that was more monosyllabic. Mm-hmm. Thief of Joy.
Thief of Joy
is all you have to put in.
Now, okay, that's based on a tattoo that a friend of yours or a fellow actor or somebody has, right?
Yes, he's an actor friend. He got a tattoo, one line in his arm that says, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thinking about getting the same tattoo, but bigger.
Yes.
That is so brilliant. Now, do you have any tattoos?
I had a tattoo. My first serious girlfriend, I tried winning her back. I got a once we broke up, her name was Laura, and I got a tattoo of a cursive L for Laura.
Oh.
And I thought it would impress her. She didn't work. She married someone else. And then every woman I dated after that, I had to tell them about my dead friend, Larry.
or date women whose name started with an L. That would have solved your problem.
Unfortunately, my current girlfriend, it was a T. I looked for it, but we met during COVID. There weren't that many options alphabetically.
Have you had it removed?
You'll have to see the special.
Oh, okay.
To see what came of the tattoo.
Okay. All right.
About you? You got any tattoos?
No, but going around the room, we have several.
Yeah.
Pat and Chick both have them.
Yeah, I have a cover-up of a name, actually.
And then, Shara, do you have a tattoo?
You have a cover-up of a name.
Yeah, wow. Three-letter name.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Pat's case, it looks like a bad bat signal.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
The cover-up. I think it's time to burn that baby off.
Just make a bigger cover-up.
Once again, we're speaking with a comedian, Gianmarco Ceresi. He's got a great new special out there. It's called Thief of Joy, and you can find it on YouTube. You don't have to even spell Gianmarco Ceresi, because you spell it like G-I-A-N-M-A-R-C-O. It sounds like you're an F1 driver, don't you think?
Sure, I'll take it. I can't even drive to begin with, but I'll take it.
You don't drive?
Add all the coolness you want to it. No, I don't. We talked about this last time.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, can you swim?
I can swim.
Okay.
I can swim. I'm a pretty decent swimmer.
Okay. Because
you got to be able to have one means of transportation. If I can't drive, I got to be able to get around.
I'm moving to Venice.
By way of explaining, a lot of guys that I knew that grew up in the city in New York, there were very few pools. They couldn't swim and they couldn't drive. So, swimming handy. Did you hear about the guy that just swam around Manhattan with handcuffs on?
No.
Yes.
Was he in trouble or for fun?
For a world record.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure.
Oh, God.
He didn't drown, and I guess the bugs in the water didn't kill him.
That really limits the kinds of strokes you can do.
Yeah. Dog paddle, I think. Are you going to learn how to drive?
I don't know. I listen, I'm very scared of technology taking over, but I'll tell you one piece of technology I did like was the self-driving cars.
Mm.
That felt good. Ooh. That felt nice.
Does your girlfriend drive?
No. We both have licenses, and the fact that we do is an indictment of the license system in America, because we should not. We absolutely should not. And she was gonna learn, but she said, if I learn and you don't, then I'm gonna be your chauffeur. So we're kind of at a stalemate of not growing as people because we know the other will exploit it. And that's love, baby.
That is love.
That ain't love.
Gianmarco, do either of you cook?
She's a tremendous cook. Oh. I can do an omelet. I can do an omelet.
All right.
I can feed myself. And at the beginning of 2020, you know, I was like, okay, I have all this time. I'm going to learn how to cook. If you didn't use that time to learn the skill you always thought you were going to, you're never going to. And you just have to accept that as a human being. I know for a fact now, if I had all the time in the world, I would do nothing with it. And that changes something in your perspective. But I'm trying to live with what I am.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I love hack premises. And one of my favorite hack premises is when a guy comes out and he goes, yeah, my mother was Italian, my father was Jewish. And then they come out with we had spaghetti and matzo balls. I just love those. I love taking those and seeing if I can possibly make them funny. Do you ever do any of those mixed heritage things?
I feel like when you put in like ChatGPT, when people go like ChatGPT can write comedy, and they put that in, that's the first thing it pulls to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had like in the beginning. It's like in the beginning is when I would have had those jokes.
Yeah. Well,
trying to think.
The other hack premise is always New York versus L.A., which is what made me think of it, driving versus not driving.
What do you think of this one?
Yeah.
I'm half Italian and half Jewish. I'm the only Italian person who doesn't offer seconds.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
The lack of laughter cute. Told me maybe you.
No, no.
Not from you. In the room. Not from you, from the room.
If he had a tough laugh. If he had all the time in the world,
no.
he wouldn't have laughed.
We went into analyst mode, I think. Is what,
very polite
what,
man.
Right, because
yeah, exactly.
Mothers
it was a scientist. They said, I could see that. I could see some people laughing at that. They've never heard a joke before.
They were on a desert island.
No, mine were terrible.
Years.
I'm trying to think in the beginning, I was like, my name's Gianmarco Sorresi. I used to say, I sound like if J.K. Rowling had invented an Italian wizard, or I said Gianmarco Sorresi, but I said a matzo pizza. That's what, you know, matzo pizza is what they call Italian Jews. But I said, I'm not really that Italian. So I'm more like a matzo with a little bit of ragu. Something like that.
I don't care for it.
I like them both.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
I really like the first one. J.K. Rowling. That's a great joke. I love that. Gianmarco Sorresi.
I have a wand. I have a breadstick. I go, a spicy meatball.
I like it even more.
I know your speed.
Oh, that's right. Like I said, I love the hack premise stuff. I don't know why. It's just taking an old idea and making it new. Gianmarco, what a great pleasure. It's Thief of Joy. So all you got to do is type that in, and you'll end up with a great special. Something to do this weekend.
It's really wonderful, man.
I can't wait to watch the special. Thief of Joy, YouTube.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for taking the time.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.